This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Nearly 3 out of 4 Coloradans older than 5 are now fully immunized with 2 doses of COVID-19 vaccine. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Colorado recently topped a total of 4 million people who had gotten at least 2 doses. That's according to the state health department. More than half of all residents got the first 2 shots plus a booster. It's a good idea, says Dr. John Samet, dean of the CU School of Public Health.
I mean, one thing that's clear, if you had the first 2 shots, get the third. Some data from Israel that 4th shot helps at least for a while.
Those younger than 5 are still not eligible, though approval could come soon. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Metropolitan State University of Denver will soon waive tuition and fees for indigenous students, CPR's Paula Jossiter reports.
There are 574 federally recognized indigenous nations, and any student who's a member of one will be eligible for the waiver starting this fall. Federal, state, and institutional grants will help cover the cost. Overall, Native student enrollment in Colorado is relatively low compared to other populations. At MSU, only 91 indigenous students took classes in 2020. A new state law also gives in-state tuition classification to members of 48 tribal nations. I'm Paul Shasada, CPR News.
Details on how students can qualify are at Denverite.com. Geothermal energy could get a boost under a bill that's close to passing in the legislature. It would create a grant program to encourage builders to install geothermal heating and cooling systems and help pay for new geothermal energy generating facilities. State lawmakers have spent months debating whether increasing the penalties for fentanyl possession would help or hurt people with addictions.
It's so overpowering that it, you know, on the hierarchy of things, it's the top, right? So above food, above water, above friendship, above family, all of that.
And coming up, more on these difficult dilemmas around Colorado's fentanyl crisis and the story of one woman who didn't survive it. And that's in a few minutes. This is CPR News.